Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbury. Join our popular Latin lover, Carmelite, Father Reginald Foster, as he tells us about a very special wall in England, of course. I'm going to read you something from Robert Frost, because I'm going to speak about walls today.
Walls.
Yes, walls. Special walls. Robert Frost said in a poem, "Something there is that doesn't love a wall. Good fences make good neighbours." How do you translate that into Latin?
Aliquid est quod muros non diligat.
Something there is that doesn't love a wall. Murus is...
Muros non diligat.
Muros is wall, obviously.
Walls. And then what's the next word follows?
Good fences.
Sapimenta bona.
Make good neighbours.
Bonos efficiunt proximos.
So anyway, the Romans liked building walls, didn't they? And they built a wall in England. Hadrian.
Hadrian across there, yes.
The Emperor Hadrian. Between Newcastle and Carlisle.
I've never seen it.
How did the Romans get that far in those days?
What do you mean get that far? Geographically or technically?
Yeah, geographically.
Well, they just pushed with their armies. They just took over the whole world. That was the end of it.
Their armies were called legions, right? In Latin, legiones.
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 Yes. The only way I think I mentioned the other day, they didn't get into Germany. Because every time they tried, the Germans would whip them.
In fact, they lost three legions, and three legions also built Hadrian's Wall. So why did they use legionaries to build walls?
Well, that was like their supplementary duties, you see. In fact, Julius Caesar mentions this. During the day, they would fight, and during the night, they would build.
Ooh. How'd you say that in Latin?
Ergo, diu pugnabant.
Diu,
during the day. Pugnabant.
They fought.
Edificabant noctu. Look at how much you can say in four Latin words. Diu pugnabant. Edificabant noctu. Oh, is that glorious?
So we know how you say wall now in Latin.
Well, that's one word. A murus is an external wall. Internal wall is another word. Paries. Parietes, isn't that which the Italians have? Parete.
I haven't seen the wall either, but it's 45 miles in stone and the remaining 35 in turf. That's what I read, but it probably wasn't just stone, was it?
Well, what they built like a rampart, you know, of ground and...
How do you say build a wall?
Well, murum excitare, edificare.
You're always reading Latin. Does anyone speak about this wall of Hadrian?
Yes, Augusta speaks about this.
What did he say about it?
Well, in general terms. Fact is, you won't believe that some of the biggest things, the Colosseum in Rome, is mentioned in Latin literature in four words. That's all.
So
we shouldn't be surprised at such glorious things.
And what are the four words?
Amphitheatrum medio urbe facit. He made an amphitheatre in the middle of the city. That's all that's said about the Colosseum, got it? Well, the fact is, up there, I would have to check the text. But it's one of these things, you know, he had a wall built and so forth, and they would go on to something else. Because they didn't consider this as very important.
By the wall, there was a ditch, right? How do you say ditch?
Well, that was the fossa. Fossa.
Fossa.
And so you have to go the wall and then up and then down. Well, in the end, you never got into the camp, more or less, because it was like humanly impossible.
I don't know why, but in English, there's a saying which has nothing to do with a wall, with Hadrian's wall, or anything to do with building anyway. They say that you get into an emotional ditch.
Well, like a rut.
Yeah, how do you say that? An emotional ditch?
Actually, that's a little, they wouldn't use fossa. Yeah, well, they're fovea. They would use maybe a fovea is like a rut. A fovea is a little different.
And emotional?
Well, you'd say anime, fovea, anime.
They didn't talk much about emotions.
Well, no, you see, that's, I mentioned before, so often on this program and so on, some of the concepts are hard to, you know, to render. Emotional disturbances, the Romans didn't understand emotional disturbances. They would understand disturbances of the spirit, something in general like that.
So they didn't have shrinks. They just built walls instead.
Shrinks. Happily, they didn't have shrinks.
So how would you say shrink?
They would say, okay, anime. What are you going to say? Anime medicus or curator. And so they would say, like, you know, anime angores, disturbances of the spirit, and leave out the psychological talk today.
They were too busy.
Well, I mean, they were, no, the Romans were very concrete, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And Latin is concrete, and the Colosseum is concrete, and they didn't understand abstractions at all. Like, that's why the Romans and the Greeks never understood each other, because the Greeks with Aristotle were talking about metaphysics and stuff. The Romans of metaphysics would say, oh, what are you talking about?
They just hung in there.
Well, yeah, I mean, they were with their,
you know. How do you say hung in there?
Okay, per se verabant. Okay, per se verabant. Something like that. I mean, they had their own thing, you know, and their girlfriends and wine and nature and the state and the family and children. Real concrete things. No, which is very good. I think we should go back to Rome.
How do you say that in Latin?
Redundum nobis Romam est.
And warm thanks there once again to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite, Father Reginald Foster, who spent most of his life as papal Latinist. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.